Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with West Central Valley senior Kayla Finley about receiving the Governor's Scholar Award. If you'd like to share where you're from and what activities, extracurricular and otherwise, that you're a part of or been a part of.
My name's Kayla Finley. I'm from West Central Valley High School. In school, I was involved in FFA, National Honor Society, School Board, Student Representative, Wrestling, Cheerleading, Student Council, Band, FCCLA, and Drama. So I was super involved in high school.
Where are you a resident of?
Stewart.
How does it feel to be named the top academic senior for West Central Valley as part of the Iowa Governor Scholar Program?
It was really exciting. It was great to see that all of my hard work paid off, and it's always great to be recognized.
Was this a goal that you had been working towards, or what's driven you to achieve academic success?
Ever since even elementary, but mostly middle school, I've always tried my hardest to get straight A's. So going into high school, I just knew that was something I wanted to try for. So I worked really hard. But as far as the Governor's Scholar Program, I wasn't even aware of it until probably last year.
I know for the Governor's Scholar Program, usually recipients would choose who their most influential teacher is, and both the student and teacher would get to attend a ceremony, but unfortunately that ceremony is not happening this year. But would you care to mention who you chose as your most influential teacher?
Yes, I chose Molly Dolch. She was my FFA advisor during high school, and she was one teacher that really made a big impact on me at West Central Valley. So I was able to choose her and get a certificate for her. But it was sad that we were not able to attend that ceremony.
Speaking of that, with the COVID-19 pandemic going on, what have you missed most from the school closure?
I've just missed seeing my friends every day at school and making memories, since we'll all be going to different colleges this fall. And there was a lot of last things, like my last FFA convention or FFA banquet, things like that, that we didn't really have a chance to prepare for, that we were going to miss all of those.
Yeah, I suppose FFA banquet, that's another event that's been kind of jeopardized. What did the chapter decide as far as reschedule or what you guys are kind of doing instead of the usual banquet?
Well, our banquet was actually scheduled for May 3rd, which was a couple weeks ago. So we just decided to cancel that because we knew it would be a hard thing to reschedule and we weren't sure when we would even be able to reschedule. So we've been trying to recognize our typical award recipients or people that just went above and beyond and did activities this year. We've been doing daily Facebook posts to recognize them.
Despite COVID-19, what do you think's been your best experience from your senior year?
My favorite experience was probably being on homecoming court last fall. I got to be recognized at the football field, and there was a parade, and it was a really fun time.
So with graduation still yet to be held, have you been in talks with other students or staff on what plans are going to look like for that? What are your hopes right now as far as what will happen?
Yeah, so we have had a Zoom call with our principal, the entire senior class did, and we discussed graduation plans. And right now the school is optimistic that we'll have a June 28th ceremony. And they're hoping to do a traditional ceremony in the gym, but they'll have to monitor the situation as it gets closer.
Is it tradition for West Central Valley's graduation that the valedictorian would give a speech? I suppose, are you preparing for anything of that sort?
Yes, we actually have two valedictorians this year, so both of us are planning and preparing our speeches for the ceremony.
Who is the other valedictorian?
Hope Livermore.
You mentioned earlier how you've been the student representative for the board this year. Sometimes it's hard to tell who all is on a Zoom call with the latest meetings, but have you tried attending those since they've had to be held virtually?
No, I haven't really been a part of that since school was canceled.
So what are your plans after graduation?
So this fall I'll be going to the University of Iowa, and my plan is to major in biology and pre-optometry, and I would also like to minor in Spanish.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with West Central Valley Senior Kayla Finley about receiving the Governor's Scholar Award. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program and interviews with ACGC's Governor Scholar recipient Bryce Littler and Panorama's recipient Molly Simmons at raccoonvalleyradio.com.